Now, remember when Iran and Israel were not enemies? I don't. You probably don't either. But before the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the two countries were trading partners and quietly cooperated on defense projects. There were also some cultural ties, and that's what this next story is about. It's this week's Sideways Glance, the stories that make us do a double take. A celebrated Iranian author traveled to Israel in the 1960s and wrote about his visit. From Jerusalem, here's Daniel Estrin.
In 1961, an eager 25-year-old Israeli diplomat was sent on his first mission abroad, to Tehran. Tzvi Rafiach would go to parties at the homes of Iranian writers and painters and intellectuals and schmooze and see if he could get any of them to visit Israel. And at one party, he met Jalal Ali Ahmad. He was one of Iran's most influential authors and thinkers, and he was curious about Israel.
And I said to myself, that's the guy, because he talks to people, he mingles with people, people listen to him, people take him seriously. If he goes to Israel and come back and has good impression, that's what we want as diplomat.
In 1963, Rafiach arranged an all-expenses-paid trip to Israel for Ali Ahmad. The author was in Israel for 2 weeks, and he wrote a travelogue about his journey. Recently, an American-Israeli academic named Samuel Thrope found out about Ali Ahmad's book and was intrigued. So he translated it from Persian into English. The translation, called The Israeli Republic, came out last month.
He loved the kibbutz. He loved Zionism. I mean, he has all kinds of reservations about the Zionist project and the Jewish state. But at least in the beginning, he was so enthusiastic. He was drawn to it.
The Iranian author went to Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust memorial. He did a little sightseeing. But he was perhaps most excited about visiting a kibbutz, an Israeli collective farm. He actually thought Iran should adopt the model of the kibbutz, Thrope says.
The confluence of tradition and socialism and agriculture and the cultural revolution inherent in the idea of, you know, these Jewish agricultural Hebrew-speaking collectives, those were all things which he wanted to see in Iranian culture, the revolutionary and radical ideals behind them.
It may sound surprising, but he thought Israel as a Jewish spiritual homeland was a model for an Islamic utopia. He calls Israel a vilayat, a Shiite term meaning a guardianship. The Islamic Republic was based on that principle, that religious clerics should be guardians of society. That's not the only unusual thing about this book. In the epilogue, the author changes his tune. He lashes out at Israel. Tzvi Rafiach, the Israeli diplomat who sent the author to Israel, just read his book for the first time in its English translation, and he says he's perplexed.
I only regretted I didn't have a chance to clarify with him. Why is he so adamantly, and why is he using those, in my view, anti-Semitic? I mean, you don't have to go from one extreme to the other.
Some believe the last chapter is a forgery written by Ali Ahmad's brother, who published the author's work after he died, the idea being that he added the criticism to make the book acceptable in Iran's new Islamic Republic. Today, almost no intellectuals from Arab and Muslim countries visit Israel, and vice versa. Jalal Ali Ahmad's book isn't a blueprint for peace between Israel and Iran, but it does remind us that there was a time when Israelis and Iranians could be tourists in each other's lands. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.
This is The World on PRI.